And now it's time for the Northern Storyteller. Hello, I'm Ellen Fisher. Today I'll be reading from the book The Magic Ring and Other Russian Folk Tales, retold by Robert Chandler. The Angry Tsaritsa. Once many years ago, there lived an angry Tsaritsa. She was always angry with everything and everyone, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. One day, she went for a walk in the garden. She was a soldier on sentry duty who'd never seen her before. The Tsaritsa was very pretty. The soldier grinned at her. He was new at court, and he didn't know that one must neither grin, frown, or even look respectfully at the Tsaritsa. She flew off the handle whatever one did. The Tsaritsa scowled at him. "Why are you smirking like that?" she shouted. The poor soldier didn't know what to say. He just smirked even more. The Tsaritsa was speechless with rage. When she recovered, she called one of her ministers. "Have this soldier given 12 stripes every morning," she ordered. Every day after that, the soldier was given 12 stripes as soon as he got up in the morning. It went on like this every day for a year. It was the same even on holidays. The poor man was getting worn out. Soon there wouldn't be anything left of him to beat. As for Tsaritsa, she'd forgotten about him long ago. She didn't mind whether or not he was beaten to death. The soldier began asking other people for advice. He could see he had to do something soon or it would be the end of him. First he asked all the clever people, and they all said, "Be patient. She's an angry Tsaritsa. There's nothing anyone can do about it." It's all right for some people, thought the soldier, and went along to ask the fool what he thought. The fool had lived with the soldiers for a long time. They let him have scraps of food from the kitchen and gave him their old clothes to wear out. The soldier began to explain his troubles, but the fool stopped him. He knew all about it already. "Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you," said the soldier. "You're just a fool. You won't be able to help." "Well, the more fool you to ask advice from a fool," said the fool. "Still, you've got nothing to lose. Just give me a kopeck." The soldier gave him a kopeck, and they went together to the outskirts of town. They walked a very long way indeed. They went past all the palaces and came to the huts where the peasants lived. The soldier began to get worried. He thought the fool was just making fun of him. Then they went into one of the huts. It belonged to an old cobbler. This cobbler had a wife who looked just like the Tsaritsa. She could have been her twin sister. He used to show her to people for one kopeck and then spend the money on drink. Soldiers and cripples were allowed in free. The fool paid his kopeck. The soldier went in free. They found a woman asleep on a bed. She was the very image of the Tsaritsa. The soldier jumped to attention. "Now, if she was the Tsaritsa, she wouldn't beat you every morning," said the fool. "You're right," said the soldier. "She'd have made a fine Tsaritsa. What a pity she's only a cobbler's wife." "She will make a fine Tsaritsa," said the fool, and began to laugh. "What do you mean?" asked the soldier. The fool was splitting his sides by then. The soldier was afraid he'd break the cobbler's wife, and he led him out of the room. On the way back, the fool asked, "Where are you doing sentry duty tonight?" "In the palace, by the Tsaritsa's chamber." "Fine, then I'll bring you the cobbler's wife tonight." "You fool," said the soldier. "What about the cobbler?" "Oh, he won't notice. He works like a horse, drinks like a fish, and sleeps all night like a log. It would take an earthquake to wake him up." "Well, anyway, what do you want me to do with a cobbler's wife?" "Well, who's the fool now?" said the fool, and went on to explain. "Take the Tsaritsa when she's fast asleep, hand her over to me, and I'll give you the cobbler's wife. And you lay the cobbler's wife in the Tsaritsa's chamber, and I'll take the Tsaritsa back to the cobbler's." And the soldier thought for a moment. "Well, what if the Tsaritsa wakes up? She'll have us both executed before you can say Jack Robinson." "Oh, she won't wake up," said the fool. "She screams and rages all day, and by evening she's flat out. You can hear her snoring all over the palace. Anyway, I'm a fool. I can't be punished." "Well," agreed the soldier, "you may be a fool, but your head's certainly screwed on all right. And bring me the cobbler's wife tonight." That night, the cobbler's wife was laid in the Tsaritsa's chamber, and the Tsaritsa was taken all the way to the cobbler's. Neither of them woke up. Next morning, the cobbler woke up and gave his wife a dig in the ribs. He had a headache and he wanted something to drink. He wanted his wife to fetch him his pipe and some water and say something to make things better. But Teresa woke up and opened her eyes. She thought she was dreaming and went back to sleep again. The cobbler gave her another dig in the ribs. Come on, woman. It's time you were up. What's the matter with you today? But Teresa half opened her eyes. Who are you? What are you doing here? Oh, who do you think you are all of a sudden? But Teresa was furious. You rascal! You wicked scoundrel! I'll teach you how to speak to the Tsaritsa. The cobbler jumped straight out of bed. Oh, so you're the Tsaritsa, are you? He seized the leather belt and gave her a good whipping. Take that, you wretch! A fine Tsaritsa you'd make. Take that and that. I'll teach you to lie in bed all morning. Whip the scoundrel to death, screamed the Tsaritsa. No one took any notice. The Tsaritsa thought she must have died. Now she was in hell and being tormented by devils. She turned over and tried to go to sleep again. Maybe it was all just a nightmare. Soon she'd wake up again in her own palace and everything would be the same as it always had been. The devil laid down his strap and punched her again in the rib. Get yourself out of bed, woman. Leave me alone. I'm the Tsaritsa. Still playing at that, are we? Said the cobbler and started whipping her again. Come on, woman. I've told you 3 times to get up now. Boil the potatoes, heat up the samovar, tidy the room, and get my socks darned, quick. By now, the Tsaritsa was growing timid. She was scared of this devil who beat her and whipped her. It hurt terribly. It hurt all the more for being the first time in her life she'd ever known pain. She started trying to do the housework. She'd never done anything before except be an angry Tsaritsa, and she found it very difficult. She kept knocking things over and spilling everything on the floor. The cobbler saw what a mess she was making and started beating her again. This time she didn't say a word about being a Tsaritsa. She just went on with her work. Somehow or other she got lunch together, but everything was too salty, the vegetables were half raw, and there were bits of grit in the soup. The cobbler took one mouthful and spat it out. Maybe you really are a Tsaritsa. Not even a pig would eat this. He got out his whip and gave her another thrashing. After that, the Tsaritsa was terrified. She sat there and trembled. The cobbler lay down for a rest. I'm going to doze off for a while. You take a comb and give my head a good scratch. The Tsaritsa began scratching. There wasn't much else she could do. The next day, the cobbler told her to do the washing. She scrubbed and scrubbed. She scrubbed all the skin off her hands and the clothes were still dirty. It went on like this for 3 days. The Tsaritsa had never known anything like it. Meanwhile, the cobbler's wife had woken up in the Tsaritsa's chamber. She was lying between silk sheets on a mattress of soft down. The walls and ceilings were beautifully painted. There were lots of mirrors and fine carpets. The whole room was full of flowers. Cobbler's wife had never seen anything like it. She thought she must be in heaven. The cook and the kitchen maids treated her with great respect, and they gave her all the sugar she asked for. They all seemed to think she was the Tsaritsa. Soon she began to think so herself. Oh, who knows, she said, maybe I really am a Tsaritsa. Why shouldn't I be Tsaritsa for a while? It won't do my husband any harm. He'll just have to look after himself. I can always be a cobbler's wife again later. She was Tsaritsa for 3 whole days. Wherever she went, she was followed by a minister who carried out all her commands. Whenever someone came to her with a petition, she just said, oh, ask the man behind, he knows. On the afternoon of the 2nd day, the cobbler's wife was walking round the gardens munching sunflower seeds. Her minister carried great handfuls of them for her. She just had to stretch out her hand and he would pour some out. It was a great honor for him. A soldier was on duty beside a wooden sentry box. The Tsaritsa and her minister were walking towards him. He was watching the Tsaritsa out of the corner of his eye. He tried so hard to look serious that in the end he just smirked. Why are you grinning like that? Asked the cobbler's wife. Is it just that you're glad to see me? That's right, mother. I'm glad to see you. Why? I've never done anything for you. There must be something you want. Well, tell them to stop beating me, Mother. They whip me every day as soon as I get up. It's over a year since they started. They've whipped nearly all the flesh off my bones. Well, why do they beat you? Because I smirked, Mother. Well, all right, then speak to the man behind. He'll tell them to stop beating you. No, said the soldier, I don't want to speak to the man behind. You're in front. You give the order yourself. Well, all right, I'll write out an order and I'll sign it myself. Anything to be left in peace. And say that the others shouldn't be beaten either. Why, do many people get beaten here? Yes, Mother, there's hardly anyone who doesn't. Everyone at court's been beaten black and blue, but they still don't complain. What, are they all idiots? I don't know, Mother. That day, the cobbler's wife decreed that no one in all her kingdom should ever be beaten, and that no one should even dare touch another man with a stick. She also ordered that all her soldiers were to be given 25 rubles and half a barrel of beer. There was to be a three-day holiday for the whole country. On the third day of her reign, the cobbler's wife began to miss her husband. I'll just go and see what he's up to. He's probably begun to miss me by now. The cobbler's wife left the palace and walked back to her old home. The minister followed behind. Just as she caught sight of the house, the cobbler came out of the door. He was with another woman. She was just as beautiful as the cobbler's wife herself. The cobbler's wife could hardly believe her eyes. She grabbed her husband by the collar and began shaking him about. His cap flew way down the street. The cobbler didn't know what had hit him. He looked first at one woman, then at the other. They were as like as two peas. He only knew which was his wife when she started pummeling him on the back. She seized him by the arm and dragged him into the house. He'd forgotten about a new kingdom by then. The Tsaritsa glared furiously at her minister and set off towards the palace. When she got back, she learned about the new decree. No one in all her kingdom was ever to be beaten, birched, whipped, or flogged. This decree had been made in her own name. The Tsaritsa was furious. She went straight to her rooms and called out first names that came to her head. She wanted someone to beat. The cook came in first. The Tsaritsa was about to start beating her, and she caught sight of the blisters and sores on her own hand. She paused for a moment and let it fall to her side. She remembered what it had been like at the cobbler's. She thought she'd better leave the decree as it was. Who knows? One day she might be turned into a cobbler's wife again. The soldier and the fool were very pleased with themselves, and neither of them were ever afraid of Tsars or Tsaritsas for the rest of their lives. You've been listening to a story from the book The Magic Ring and Other Russian Folk Tales, retold by Robert Chandler, published by Faber and Faber. Northern Storyteller is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our program is coordinated by Ron Inouye. The executive producer is Carla Tanella, and I'm Ellen Hutcher.